Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Enchanté, moi c'est Nicolas. Vas-y, viens, on boit un verre. Si tu veux, on le fait tout de suite. Vite, puis je te ramène après. Bouge pas, laisse-toi aller. Pour un soir, je serai ton hôte. Qu'est-ce qu'il y a? T'hésites ou quoi? Si c'est pas toi, ce sera une autre. Les plans cul, c'est mon quotidien. Mais difficile de me confier. C'était ma balle, mais on se quitte demain. Faudrait quelqu'un pour me conseiller. Le problème, c'est la routine. Quand les jours se ressemblent, ce qui me tue, c'est l'ennui. Est-ce qu'on finira ensemble?
Le célibat me fait souffrir de solitude. La vie de couple me fait souffrir de lassitude. Le célibat me fait souffrir de solitude. La vie de couple me fait souffrir de lassitude.
Mon amour, ça fait 8 ans. C'est pas tous les jours évident. C'est pas par manque de sentiments. On s'aime toujours mais autrement. On dort dans le même lit, mais on s'éloigne petit à petit. L'impression d'être devenu transparent. Et si tu trouvais un amant, un resto, un week-end? C'est trop fatigant. Si on reste ici tout le week-end, est-ce que tu me trouveras encore attirant? Le problème c'est la routine. Quand les jours se ressemblent, ce qui me tue, c'est l'ennui. Est-ce qu'on finira ensemble?
Le célibat me fait souffrir de solitude. La vie de couple me fait souffrir de lassitude. Le célibat me fait souffrir de solitude. La vie de couple me fait souffrir de lassitude. Le célibat me fait souffrir de solitude. La vie de couple me fait souffrir de lassitude.
De lassitude.
Le célibat me fait souffrir de solitude.
De solitude.
La vie de couple me fait souffrir de lassitude.
Depuis qu'elle est plus là, j'ai l'impression d'être bête. J'ai la tête ailleurs, je sais même plus si ça va. Je regrette même nos prises de tête. J'avoue que je fais que me plaindre. Et ça depuis qu'elle est plus là. Faudrait peut-être que j'arrête. Au fait, moi c'est Nicolas.
Le célibat me fait souffrir de solitude. La vie de couple me fait souffrir de lassitude. Le célibat me fait souffrir de solitude. La vie de couple me fait souffrir de lassitude. Le célibat me fait souffrir de solitude. La vie de couple me fait souffrir de lassitude. Le célibat me fait souffrir de solitude. La vie de couple me fait souffrir de lassitude.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Becomes Eclectic with Anthony Valadez and Novena Carmel. And this morning, we are honored to be joined once again with our friend Stromae. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you for having me. Thank you. Us,
absolutely.
Actually. That's it.
Welcome back. It's such a different setting this time. The performance was amazing. And you said something that really was beautiful and resonating for me. You said, music is international and it's all about the feeling.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you, when you were a young one listening to hip hop, US hip hop, did you understand the words?
Not at all.
What was it about hip hop that made you feel that feeling?
Actually, I learned like classical school and I learned drums. So to me, rap music was just drums with words. And I just loved it. People like B.I.G., G-Dep, Nas, a lot of people. And to me, it was like, yeah, just rhythm with words. And I didn't even need to understand the words and the meaning. I was just focused on the rhythm. And I think, like you said, it's just about feelings. And I just felt the groove. And I don't need to understand the meaning to feel the groove.
Which is beautiful, because that's exactly how I think those of us who don't speak French, that's the way we felt about your music.
Thank you.
Full circle. Connecting the dots. Also, you were also a fan of like Snap and Technotronic.
Yeah.
For those of you, how many of you do not remember Technotronic or Snap?
Pump up the jam. Pump it up.
Pump it. Jesus, of course. Pump it.
They come from Belgium. Two.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that we love about your music, is that it's not just one thing. It's many things. Yeah. Was that what it was like growing up in your home? Were you listening to many different styles of music?
Yeah, a lot of styles of music. Thanks to, you know, we are five children, and we grew up with my mother. My mother was a big fan of Motown music. James Brown was really important in our family. Then my brothers were listening to... Public Enemy, NTM, you don't know, it's French rappers. Ah, you know? Okay. Nique ta mère, yeah, which is not really polite, but...
Wait, I need a translation, but
yeah,
a clean
translation. Yeah, translation is fuck your mother.
Okay.
So, really... Anyway, so that's the name, NTM. Okay, anyway, also like classical French singers, like folk... singers like Jacques Brel, I don't know, Jacques Dutronc, Aznavour, Edith Piaf, of course, you know them, Gainsbourg. I don't remember his name. So a lot of kind of music, and my mother loved to travel around the world, so she was in love with Bolivian music, for example, like cumbia music. Salsa music was really important in our family and in our family parties. African music, of course, because of our roots. So a bunch of different point of view from all around the world.
Être seul, c'est difficile. Et là, ça fait des années. Et de juger, c'est facile. Surtout quand on n'y a pas goûté. Le plus dur... Ben c'était la première fois, puis le plus dur, c'est de savoir qu'on sera la dernière fois. C'est vrai, je suis pas contre un peu de tendresse de temps en temps. Et puis cette fois-ci, ben, je pourrais le faire en l'insultant. Oui, tout est négociable dans la vie, moyenne en paiement. En plus, je suis sûrement son meilleur client. Mais oh, laissez donc ma maman, oui je sais. C'est vrai qu'il n'est pas parfait, c'est un héros. Et ce sera toujours fièrement que j'en parlerai, que j'en parlerai. Je suis un fils de pute, comme ils disent. Après tout ce qu'elle a fait pour eux, pardonne leurs bêtises. Oh chère mère, ils te déshumanisent. C'est plus facile, les mêmes te courtisent. Et tout le monde ferme les yeux.
And you know, one of the things that really stands out about your music is that there's not just feeling, but empathy. Mm-hmm. There's this caring for other people, for humanity. Mm-hmm. I hear it in the song Santi. There's a line in there. For once, I'd like to raise my glass to those who don't have one. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you were you? Am I correct? But were you singing about workers who were working during COVID?
No, exactly. No. I was thinking about the woman who cleaned up my house. Okay. So the first name I see, Rosa, and that's the name of the the one who cleaned up my house, and I was like, okay, why not making a song about her? I was like, okay, I want to celebrate, but I don't want to celebrate just to celebrate. I just need to have a reason, and I was like, okay, let's celebrate the one who are just working while we are partying, and yeah, so I decided to create Santé.
Everybody does that. Rosa, Rosa, quand on fout le bordel, tu nettoies. Et toi, Albert, quand on trinque, tu ramasses les verres. Céline, Bataire, toi tu te prends des vestes au vestiaire. Arlette, arrête, toi la fête, tu la passes aux toilettes. Et si on célébrait ceux qui ne célèbrent pas? Pour une fois, j'aimerais lever mon verre à ceux qui n'en ont pas. À ceux qui n'en ont pas. Quoi les bonnes manières? Pourquoi je ferais semblant? De toute façon, les payer pour le faire. Tu te prends pour ma mère? Dans une heure, je reviens. Que ce soit propre, qu'on puisse y manger par terre. Trois heures que j'attends. Franchement, il les fabrique ou quoi? Heureusement que c'est que de verre. Appelle-moi ton responsable et fais vite. Elle pourrait se finir comme ça, ta carrière.
Oui, how much has fatherhood contributed to your heart and your empathy to people and to yourself?
Actually, I didn't know my father very well. So he passed away when I was around 9 in the Rwandan genocide. So I grew up, but even before I didn't know him very well. So we grew up with my mother, and my fatherhood was represented by my brothers, my big brothers, to be honest. And actually, yeah, I made a song called Papa Ute, and there's a reason behind it, which means Dad, where are you? So and yeah, and all the video clip is about, you know, because when we think about a video clip, the concept, we also think about, okay, what's the best way to represent like a father for this song? And the idea comes from my wife. She's also my creative director. And she said, okay, in place of having an absent father, let's put a mannequin, which is the best representation of a father, which is really there, but not really there. And yeah, that's it.
Have you played in Rwanda?
Or
have
you been? Yes, once.
What was that like for you?
Intense. the second time I went there. So yeah, really intense, special, yeah.
It must have been powerful and inspiring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk to you about a lot of things. Multitude, congratulations on all the success. Playing Coachella and sharing your stories and your humanity is just so beautiful.
Thank you.
Coachella, rocking that stage 2 weeks. Did you expect the reaction that you got? Because I saw the footage and all these folks knew your lyrics. Like, what's that like? And you're sharing your story to people.
Yeah, it's like we just said at the beginning of the interview, it's just about feelings and seeing like people singing your words, like not really singing in French, just saying like this, the same. When I was young, I was just saying like pump up the jam, pump it up. I was like, I don't know what does that mean, but I just like imitating. And to see like American people doing the same, it's yeah, it's beautiful. I love that.
Tu te dis que c'est fini, car pire que ça, ce serait la mort. Quand tu crois enfin que tu t'en sors, quand y'en a plus. Et c'est la zik ou les problèmes ou bien la musique. Ça te prend les tripes, ça te prend la tête. Et puis tu pries pour que ça s'arrête. Mais c'est ton corps, c'est pas le ciel. Alors tu te bouges plus les oreilles. Et là tu cries encore plus fort, mais ça persiste, alors on chante. I can't hear you.
louder. La 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 la. La 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 la. Alors on chante.
You work 9 to 5?
Yeah.
And you, after that, it's family time, it's personal time.
Yeah. Because I used to, like, before, for Racine Carrée, my second album, I used to work, like, until 7 a.m., like, never ending. And then, yeah, I had some troubles and I had to just have a rest. And then 7 years later, I decided just to be focused and have, like, a 9 to 5 schedule. And I was wondering if creativity could be still there, because sometimes we believe that we have to suffer to be creative, and I don't think it's true. I think it's possible to be creative from 9 to 5.
At what point did you know you were ready to hit record for Multitude? Because you had taken a musical break, but I knew you were still working on projects and still
being creative. Yeah.
But when did you know you were ready?
Yeah, good question. I have a souvenir. My wife was just behind the door at home, and I was composing L'Enfer. And she said to herself, she told me that later, she said to herself, okay, he's back. That was really cute.
When your wife says that, you know you're back.
But actually, the one who listened to my music first is my brother. So, yeah, I have to say that because it's really important. He's the one who said that's good or that's really bad. And there is a lot of time with... There is really bad.
Does your wife ever tell you that it's really bad?
Sorry?
Does your wife ever tell you that it's really bad?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, because we have... I have a memory, like, for one track, which was... we thought that it was really good. And actually, she said, no, that's really bad. And we decided to... But it happened once. But usually, my brother is really... he knows what is good and what is bad. He's there.
Okay. I mean, like, what's the age difference between you two? How many years apart?
5 years.
5 years.
I'm 37.
That's really beautiful that you take his opinion to turn. I mean, I don't know if I listen to Biden.
But he was the first one. Actually, we were working together, but we didn't know that we were working. So when I was 16, he was the first, you know, just the room next to mine. I just asked, like, okay, just come here and give me your opinion. And he was like, okay, that's good, that's bad, that's good, that's bad. And still today, he's...
When we started this, I asked everybody to say hello to everybody and to say this room is full of love. And it's so great to hear the love within your family and to hear it translate through your music, through your success. And on behalf of KCRW, we want to tell you that you always have a home here. And
Thank you so much.
On behalf of KCRW, one more time, give it up for Stormé.
Merci. Thank you so much.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.